Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome. Amanda Grace here. My husband, Chris, is here for a very, very exciting time we're about to have. So welcome to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. We are so glad to have you, our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. We so appreciate it. We have a very special guest who I'm going to bring in just a couple of minutes. Mr. Mayor Rudy Giuliani is here. He's like my fellow paisan because we're both Italian. So like he's like the fellow paisan. So I'm going to open up in prayer and we're going to bring him in. We're going to talk. And at the end, we're going to do something real special. You'll see as we get towards the end of the interview. So let's just open up in prayer and we'll bring him right in. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we come before you. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, we humble ourselves before you, acknowledging Jesus Christ came to the earth. He was the Word, became flesh. He dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb. He died for our sins. He purchased us. He redeemed us. He set us free. He rose again. He is victoriously ruling and reigning at your right hand forevermore. He is our advocate day and night without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Lord, we just invite your presence in, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the Living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, Father God, to go before us in this time. Fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority come forth, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, take all the glory for yourself, Father. We thank you for this time. We thank you. We have been able to come together. Father, we just pray that you bless right now Rudy and his family, that you are with him, Father God. Lord, you say you'll never leave us or forsake us. Lord, we thank you for this time. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. I always love to open up in prayer, turn it over to the Lord. Things go much better that way in life, amen. I find. So let's give this man a proper introduction because, you know, I'm a native New Yorker. I was born in the Bronx, New York, and I have been in New York my entire life. I live in the city almost half my life. So many of you know Mayor Rudy Giuliani. He served as mayor of New York City from 1994 to 2001. He also previously served as the United States Associate Attorney General and the United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York. He also led, if you remember, the 1980s federal prosecution of the New York City mafia bosses as the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. He has also served as counsel to Donald J. Trump. Let's bring in Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
Well, thank you very, very much. It was a beautiful introduction, including the prayer. I loved it. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We're happy to have you here.
Well, it's a great pleasure. Looking forward to it.
So let's discuss. There's been a lot going on lately.
Wow.
Right? A lot.
Yep.
In the media. And of course, we want an update. We want to talk about with you what's going on with you in the court.
Well, it's sort of on hold a bit. But right now, I have about 11 cases against me. Mm-hmm. I've brought one of my own against Joseph Robinette Biden. Mm-hmm. Defaming me. Mm-hmm. That case is in the District Court of New Hampshire, and I'm suing him for calling me a Russian pawn with regard to the hard drive, which he did on the last debate with Donald Trump.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember it, but during the debate, Trump accused him of getting money from the Russians and from the Chinese. And he said, no, I never got money from the Russians. You did. Which, of course, mm-hmm. was just ridiculous. It's kind of like a child, you know. You did it. You did it. And he said, and you and your pal basically came up with this hard drive that's Russian disinformation. Mm-hmm. Your pal Giuliani, who's a Russian pawn. Well, of course, at the time he did that, he had known for 8 months that it was valid. The FBI had done 2 reports validating it. Mm-hmm. 17 months later, after the newspapers kept repeating that, they had to validate it and say it was nothing Russian about it at all. Mm-hmm. So at the time that he said that, he wasn't president. He was a candidate for president. So I can sue him. And nobody sues him. And I think we're going to win that case. It could take a while. Probably have to wait for the next office. On the other hand, I'm in a lot of cases. Probably the most prominent one is the one in Georgia with Fannie.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I call her Fannie the hoe. And Fannie and her boyfriend. And the president is and I and Mark Meadows and 19 people altogether are indicted for.
Yes.
I don't know what. I'm indicted for being his lawyer. I'm indicted for arguing that the election, that we had a lot of evidence of fraud. Now, had I not done that, I'd be guilty of legal malpractice.
Yes, exactly.
So they sort of have taken the practice of law and made it into a crime, but only for people who represent Donald Trump.
So they've weaponized the justice system.
Right. And I'm one of the lawyers there, and also a professor, Eastland, and several lawyers who have become witnesses for them, but useless witnesses because nobody did anything wrong. And then about 14 people I don't know. I conspired with them, but I never met them, apparently. Must have done it in the middle of the night while I was sleeping. Maybe by smoke signals. I'm trying to figure out.
Or a foaming pigeon.
I look at the names and I've had to, you know, refresh myself as to who they are. And then I had to help some of them, you know, indirectly get lawyers, because what they've successfully done is make it very difficult to get lawyers, either for President Trump or for people like me or Meadows. And then for some of the people who are unknown, it's even harder because so if you represent Donald Trump or you represent me, you get some publicity. But there, all you do is get fired by a law firm or they virtually have taken away from him the right to counsel, like everybody else has. Like the lawyer he has now, he had to pay him in advance because the guy got fired from his law firm. That's outrageous. I mean, you think about that, that's outrageous. I mean, American lawyers represent terrorists. You know, when I tried the mafia people, they had 18, 20 lawyers. Nobody raided their lawyers' offices.
No.
They raided my office. They raided my lawyer's office. I had other clients, not just Donald Trump, but the FBI didn't care about them. The other thing they did to me that's amazing, I didn't know this for 3 years, but they started taking my iCloud account without my knowing for 3 years. And they started virtually on the day that I began representing President Trump. And then they cut it off the day that we stopped the representation. So the only reason they were doing this is to spy on him, which they're not supposed to do. But
no.
Hopefully God will grant us a victory and we'll be able to fix this. This part of it is very important because they're destroying the justice system in our country. Certain states in our country have a justice system that isn't much better than Venezuela or China. In my state, for example, my city in New York is completely corrupt.
Justice system. Poor now, it's just awful.
I don't think people realize it. They don't realize when they see these judges like Mershon and Engoron and these people aren't really judges. They're appointed by political hacks. You become a judge in New York because the Democratic boss of your county picked you. And usually you have to do favors for him to get picked. Now, this has resulted at times over 150 years of corruption in New York, starting with Boss Tweed, in paying bribes, fixing cases for the mafia. And the one thing you can be sure of, you will never, ever get anything close to a fair decision in a political case. Even if they're honest about other cases, when you get to a political case, you're finished. I was actually, believe it or not, I was taught that in law school.
Really?
Yeah. You think about the, I mean, every once in a while you get an exception. There was an exception a couple of years ago when they declared the gerrymandering they did completely ridiculous. I mean, half the congressional districts were in the Atlantic Ocean, so they could eliminate Republicans. But then they put another Democrat on the court, and they've gone right back to where they used to be. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if you were to challenge an election, you'd probably have to have been cheated by about 10% in order to win. Or they another trick they use all the time, because they want to make sure the party wins every election, they challenge your signatures. Mm-hmm. And they come up with all kinds of phony reasons. And even if they don't disqualify you, the Democratic judges make sure that the people they don't want have to pay so much money, they're virtually ruined. Mm-hmm. So somebody's got to fix this system.
Yeah.
Because we've had it since the 19th century. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, you get a Republican elected, like LaGuardia or Lindsay or me. So only three of us in the 20th century. Mm-hmm. And we fixed it for a period of time. And I thought I had really fixed it, because I was succeeded by Mike Bloomberg, who ran as a Republican.
Yes, I remember.
He's a Democrat. Mm-hmm. Ideologically, I have serious disagreement with Mike, but Mike is a thoroughly honest man. Mm-hmm. So for 20 years, we had like a renaissance here. This was the safest city in America. It was the most, most prosperous city in America. Mm-hmm. And then the communists took over, which is what de Blasio was. And now Adams, I don't know what he is. I mean, he's afraid. Adams is a frightened. He's frightened of Biden, and we tried to criticize Biden over the 165,000 unknown people we have in New York that come from other countries. We don't know who they are.
New York City is flooded right now with this. It literally is. It's like a flood of it.
165,000. The only thing we know about them is hopefully their name and the country they came from. They could be the nicest people there, or they could be mass murderers. And they've been doing a pretty good job of beating people up, robbing people, putting gangs together, raping women. Seems like this is a particularly bad group that came in. But the main thing is we're in the dark, and we know the terrorists came in. We have that crooked FBI director constantly telling us, you know, there were all these spies here. Of course, they've been coming in for 4 years. He didn't do anything about it. It doesn't explain that. Mm-hmm. But there are more spies here than ever before. I mean, and this is the guy who covered up the hard drive so that Donald Trump, you know, got impeached and never should have been. And Biden got elected on false pretenses. So that's the head of the FBI. But even, see, I think he's doing it because he's afraid there's going to be an attack. He's going to get blamed for it. Mm-hmm. So now he wants to tell us there are all these spies here. And nobody seems to have the guts to say to him, well, what the hell you've been doing about it for 3 years?
Well,
is he's been going after Christians. I mean, I happen to be a real advocate of the Latin Mass. Mm-hmm. And really only because I was an altar boy and I love Latin. And it's the only language I know other than English. You can't talk Latin to anybody. Mm-hmm. So I love to read it. And every once in a while, I'll go out of my way to go to a Latin Mass. So a year and a half ago, they had down on a list that if you go to a Latin Mass, you're suspected of being some kind of a Christian nationalist extremist. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is, but I'm probably on that list. Because I like the Latin Mass. Right. Instead of going after the criminals, in which we have cities where we have more murders than ever before in history.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Something terribly wrong. I think starting with Clinton, going through Obama to Biden, they've ruined the top of the Democratic Party, not the Democrats. The Democrats are good people. I mean, a lot of them. But the head stinks, you know? Mm-hmm.
And the body suffers.
And the body, it's almost as if it's bleeding down, you know? It used to be just here. Now it's here and here. And if they don't stop it, it's going to take over the whole darn party. I mean, mm-hmm. you think they're all in lockstep, right? Look at this, Mayorkas. Mayorkas has been responsible, along with Biden, for a wide open border, which is illegal.
Yes, it is.
Could be 8 million people. Could be 10. We've had, just to give you an example, Trump's last year, 400,000 people were caught coming in.
Wow.
Biden's last year, 3.4 million. We went from 400,000 to 3.4 million. Now, when you have 400,000, you have a pretty good idea of who they are. You have time to find out about them, mm-hmm. watch them. You can throw a lot of them out. And he threw out 10 times more than Biden does. When you have 3.5 million, you don't have time to do anything.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You're spending all your time in that 3.5 million. The rest of them are sneaking in. You never get to see them at all.
No.
So we're in deep trouble. Mm-hmm. Country needs Trump very, very badly. And we need the Republican Party to act like a reform agent for the country, not for the Republican mm-hmm. Party, the country, so that people can have their rights back again. Mm-hmm. Not be persecuted because they're Republican or because they're Christian, or now even because you're Jewish.
And yeah, that is absolutely on the rise.
Yeah. I mean, the religious persecution that goes on, I don't think we've ever quite had that in America that way. We always were kind of somewhat free of political persecution, except maybe in the beginning. And now you look at this anti-Semitism that's going on. It frightens me.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched the people on the Brooklyn Bridge the other day burning flags. And then, you know,
it was on the Newburgh Beacon too by us. It was like coordinated. Both
all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, New York City has always been considered more or less. I mean, I used to tease the mayor of Jerusalem and say, I have more Jewish citizens than you do.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a hotbed of anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
Whoever thought that could happen?
Mm-hmm. Well, because what's coming across our borders too, you know, a lot of them are military, like our military age fighting men. That is what predominantly is coming across the border. And they're not just coming from Honduras and Costa Rica. They're coming from Arab nations.
China.
I was just going to say that next. They've caught a lot of them coming across the border. So this is what's happening. And there is, interestingly enough, while this is happening in our nation, I don't know if you saw this, but Europe passed a historic immigration control pact bill that now ratifies them to protect their borders. They did this.
Maybe we should learn a lesson from that, huh?
Mm-hmm. I think we
do sort of emerge from Europe, and I always thought we had things to teach them. Maybe they have some things to teach us.
Mm-hmm. It's the time it happened too was interesting, right? When what happened with Iran and Israel was happening, they were passing this immigration control pact.
Yeah.
So the timing of it was interesting.
Well, you know, if you let too many people in that have no regard for America, mm-hmm. they don't speak English, they don't know our history, they don't know our values, they don't know our religions, that's the way to destroy America.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're a country. Abraham Lincoln used to say, what makes an American? We're not the same religion. We're not the same ethnic background. We're not the same race. We're all these things. But we believe in several fundamental principles very strongly. Even if we have disagreements, we believe in freedom of religion. We believe in freedom of speech. We believe we should elect people to office.
Mm-hmm.
We believe we should protect certain inalienable rights that come from God, like free speech, freedom of religion. Freedom
right.
to defend yourself. I mean, people may not like it, but it's in the Constitution and it's in the Second Amendment. And
yes.
boy, do we need it now.
We do.
So we have these rights. We protect them mm-hmm. against the government. And this has always made us the greatest country on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the Biden administration, at least with regard to the people they don't like, which doesn't include just Trump. It includes, as I said, it includes Christians and Jews.
Mm-hmm.
they don't have any rights. So there are people, as you know, who protest abortion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have every right to protest abortion the way these other people are protesting, but they don't burn flags and mm-hmm. yell death to anybody. Mm-hmm. They just stand there, and maybe they'll try to persuade people to think about whether they should kill a human life.
That's right.
Every once in a while, maybe one of them does something, goes a little too far. They're treating it now like, I don't know, they're treating it like they're terrorists.
Yep.
If they violate, if they go one inch over where they're supposed to be, they send 20 FBI agents to arrest them, some of them in uniform with guns.
That's
right. Ridiculous.
Because this is a spiritual battle as well.
Yeah.
And all they're doing is trying to persuade people not to kill babies. Did you hear what Bill Maher said the other night?
No, what did he say? Oh, he could be a loose cannon. We both know it.
And I know. He was actually getting better.
He was for a moment. You're right. He was turning a little bit, and now whatever you're about to tell me.
You know what he said? I'm going to try to get it exactly right.
He
was discussing abortion,
mm-hmm.
and he said, you know, maybe they're right. Maybe they are killing babies, but you know, I'm okay with it. We have too many people anyway.
Oh,
I think
so. Like eugenics.
That. I mean, maybe that's what they're really all about anyway. I mean, so I tried very, very hard as a mayor of New York to see if I could bring everybody together, and if people wanted abortion, if they get it early enough, I didn't agree with it, but as mayor of a city with different rights, and I tried to set up a very big adoption program. I increased adoptions tremendously because I don't like abortion. At the same time, we got a constitution, and you got to make some accommodations.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, a couple of years ago, my state passes a law that allows abortion in the 9th, 8th, and 7th month.
Oh, it's horrific. That is child sacrifice. Let's call it what it is.
I'm not a fool. That's murder.
It is murder.
You crush the baby's skull. You take a baby out and you crush the skull. So they applaud it. They gave the state legislature who did it a standing ovation. Andrew Cuomo did this, who's a Catholic. He did this.
Yeah.
And of course it was wrong what they did, but the standing ovation really drove me crazy. I don't know, it seems to me, if you're one of these people that is for abortion, you should be sorry about it, right?
Well, you should be. And this reminds me of the scripture
verse. Maybe in a control it if you were sorry about it. Like,
well, I agree. And this reminds me of the scripture verse in the last days, wrong will be called right and right will be called wrong. And that's exactly what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. That's very, very, right? That's very true. I mean, it's like 1984.
Orwell,
you know, the ministry, their war department was called the Ministry of Peace. Right? I mean, so this guy wanted to have somebody that was going to tell us what was true and wrong, true and false.
Exactly.
He's going to tell us, this is true, you can say it, this is false, you're going to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't emphasize enough how important this election is, not just with Trump, but for the two legislative bodies,
yes.
too, because, I mean, I work for Ronald Reagan, mm-hmm. who is my hero. And during President Trump's administration, I was his lawyer, very active on the impeachment. So I got to see the inside of the White House on both occasions. And without Congress, it's hard.
Yes.
It's remarkable to me that Trump accomplished what he did when you consider that for half the time he had a Democratic House.
Yeah, well, that is true.
And they tortured him.
Well,
they literally tortured him. Every day there was a new subpoena. Every day there was a new rumor. And they would love to make rumors about they were going to indict his children. Because they know ultimately all this stuff about, they know he's a good man. He's not like Biden.
Mm-hmm.
He really cares about his children and his grandchildren.
Yeah. You could see
and,
that.
I mean, you can't tell me that Biden cares about his children and grandchildren. If you cared about your children, you don't use your son, who has an addictive personality from the time he's 19 years old, and put him in business with some of the biggest criminals in the world.
Well, that's true.
What are you going to do to somebody with an addictive personality if they're doing business with murderers? They're going to become degenerately addicted. And why did he do it? To protect himself, because he didn't want to trust a non-relative.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, there are plenty of creeps in Washington that would have done it for him.
Well, the blind is around the block.
Man, oh, man. I'm telling you, half the people in the mafia would not have done what he did.
Yeah, that's true.
They actually had this desire to try to get their family out.
Yeah.
Instead, he puts his son right in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. Then he's got this little granddaughter that he and Hunter won't acknowledge.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah.
The damage they're doing to this kid, they put out stockings for Christmas, and the stepmother in chief doesn't put out a stocking for Navy. How do you think this kid's going to feel when she reads the history of this?
Yeah.
There's something really, beyond everything else, there's something really, really wrong with him and his family.
Well, there is, and there's something at the core spiritually wrong with them. You know, when darkness overtakes people, this is the product of that. And so this is why we have to keep the faith and battle for the soul of this nation, because there is a battle for the soul of this nation.
Yeah.
The soul of this nation.
Well, you couldn't be more right.
Has to be delivered. And Almighty God can do it. And he uses man. He operates through man to deliver, because we're a covenant nation. We are in covenant with him. We're one of the two covenant nations in the earth. And so this is why we want to encourage and we want to help Mr. Giuliani, too. We put the Give, Send, Go up for you to go.
Thank you.
A blessing to him in the midst of this battle he's in. What I wanted to do, and I asked him ahead of time to do this, but we were going to pray for the nation to close out. So if you want me to start and you finish, whatever you want to do.
I don't mind starting.
All right. Why don't you start?
And then I used to be very, very close to a wonderful priest named Father Michael Judge, who died on September 11th. Mm-hmm. He and I, for 7.5 years, were extremely close. And he was like a spiritual advisor. He was a Franciscan priest. And every time I saw him, I used to say, Father Judge, would you pray for me? And he would always say to me, you know, Mayor, be good if you prayed for yourself, because it'd be more unusual. God hears from me all the time. I don't think you pray enough. He said, I think you'll wake him up a little and say, hey, Giuliani's praying. I got to listen. So I'll say a little prayer.
But okay,
I do pray
I'll finish.
Now, I'll tell you, I sure do. Dear God, please look down on this nation that you've always favored, and that beyond any other loves you more than any other nation on earth. We're here to serve you. We always have been. Our rights come from you. And we're going through a very, very difficult time. Grant us the patience, yes, not Lord, to hate our enemies, but to love them and to try to help them.
Yes, Lord.
And grant us the courage to continue no matter what they do to us, because ultimately we have faith that you're going to bring us through. And thank you, for allowing us all of us to speak,
yes,
and have an opportunity to help our people. It's because of you that we're allowed to do that. Yeah. Thank you.
Father God, we just thank you for this time, Lord. We praise you that Mr. Giuliani has been able to come on with us, Lord. Yeah. We thank you for the time together, Father, for you say if two or more are gathered, there you are in the midst. Lord, we just pray for the soul of this nation. Father, yes, we repent before you, Father God, of what's gone on in this nation that has been unpleasing, unacceptable to you, unholy. Father, we are in covenant with you. And Father, we are coming back to you, Lord. We are coming back to you. We are bringing this covenant back before you, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you would have mercy on us, Lord, that you would redeem us. Father, that you are Jehovah Nisi, you are our banner, you are Jehovah Tsidkenu, you are our righteousness, you are the righteous judge, Father. And Lord, we ask, Lord, and petition you that you would rule in our favor, Father, in this nation, Lord, and that you would lead and guide those, Lord, Father, who are battling for, Lord, for this nation, Father God, that this nation would be brought back to you, humbled before you, brought back in order, Father, and every wicked exploit in high place, Father God, that has been hindering, Father God, that has been allowing the kingdom of darkness to advance, Lord, to be brought down in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just pray for Mr. Giuliani, Lord. Yes. Father, we ask you to dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround him, to protect him, to minister to him, Father. Yes, Lord, to go before in this battle, Father. We ask that you would go ahead, Father, that you would show him favor, Father God, that you would shine the light because you are light and you are truth, that your spotlight would shine on what is hidden, Father God, and bring it to the surface in these cases, Father God, and lay it bare before the people. In Psalm 23, it says you prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our head with oil. Our cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And we thank you for this, Father. Let it be activated in accordance with your word. For your word is the sword of the Spirit, Father God. Your word is truth. Your word is living and active, Lord. And we thank you this day, Father God, that you are a mighty God. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are ever present, Father. And that you have heard our cries today for this nation, Father God, as we bring this covenant back to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
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 Thank you, my thank you. Thank you all. You're wonderful people. Oh, we're so lucky to have you.
Well, praise the Lord. Honestly, praise the Lord. We would love to have you back on whenever you want to come on.
I will be back. We just work it out. I love this. This was very inspiring. It'll give me even more spirit.
No, a good one. And we're looking forward to you paying us a visit.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too.
Okay. Yep. The dogs came in while you were talking. She broke she hit the handle on the door, Missy, and she let her and Cyrus in to the office.
Well, thank you both.
Thank you, Mr. Julian. God bless you.
You're really a wonderful couple.
Thank you. We appreciate that. We'll be praying for you.
Thank you.
We'll be praying. Okay. Thank you. And that concludes our interview with Mr. Giuliani. He is very busy and we very much appreciate him coming on. Once again, you can go to givesendgo.com/Rudy if you would like to help him in this fight that he's in. There are multiple cases right now being brought against him in Georgia, especially. There are other cases as well. But please keep him in your prayers. This is not an easy position to be in. It is difficult to go through this every day of your life and keep your sanity. It is hard on the family. So, and those who work for him, keep them in prayer too, because they're in the fight with him. You know, they have emotional invested interest in this. So we just want people to keep that in mind. Keep him in prayer, please. Once again, you can go to givesendgo.com/Rudy. And just for a couple of minutes, we are bringing on at the very end, we're trying something new. We have the Gividerm ladies with us that are coming on live for about 5 to 10 minutes to talk about Gividerm. So let's bring them on.
Hello. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Chris.
Hello. So good to see you guys. Yay. This is exciting. What an honor to come after Rudy. Good grief. My goodness.
That was amazing. We appreciate him coming on. Honestly, he's very busy. I believe he's got different radio broadcasts too that he does or something to that degree. So his schedule, I mean, God bless him. He's just 100%. Still going like the Energizer Bunny.
Honestly, he is an amazing man.
Absolutely incredible. Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
So Gividerm ladies, Deborah and Juliana. Let's talk about Gividerm for a moment.
Sure.
Hey, by the way, your package is going out today. I just wanted to let you know.
And we can't wait to see you at the gala.
We're coming. They're so excited.
Yes. We'll put up at the end. So they're coming to the gala.
So let's talk
about Gividerm. We'll put up the promo code for everyone. We'll show them where to go if they want to get Gividerm. But let's talk about this amazing product because I use this line. It is one of the best I have ever used. For skincare. It smells the best. It is one of the best. It actually works and it's food for your face. So let's talk about what's in it.
Well, honestly, there are some incredible bio extractions from fruits and vegetables, and we also have a proprietary clay blend that we use in multiple products, and we really focus on extracting the toxins from the skin and then repopulating the skin with the much needed nutrients. And we actually suggest that people use it morning and evening. But it's incredible. Yeah, you do.
We love it, Amanda.
Honestly,
you're my Sadie equipment.
Yes.
Because Sadie's always getting hair all over my desk, and so they sent these to me.
That's great.
That's so true. That's great. So true. We can't wait to meet her.
I know. It's gonna be great. So but yeah, so it's wild because, you know, I just want to tell you, your audience is absolutely spectacular.
Yes, they are.
I've been really blessed to be able to talk to several of them, and they're just like, oh my gosh, they're like, we are praying for your business. We just love that you are God-fearing women. Like, they are just like,
oh
man, it's just been, I mean, talk about like speaking blessings over us, and then in return, like, we just want to just bless them. And it's just been so fun to get to know who, you know, your audience and who we're able to touch. So it's just been wonderful.
We've had some amazing feedback too. Some that just makes you want to cry. One lady for like 50 years had trouble with her skin. We're so humbled by this. And she said, this was the only thing that set her. She said, now my skin, I'm not embarrassed by my skin anymore after 50 years.
Wow.
We were humbled. We were crying.
Jubilee.
That's right.
Yes.
Exactly. Yay. There you go. And it's so cute because they'll be like, listen, I mean, Amanda looks like Amanda's skin. My gosh. And I'm like, look, it's an honor.
I know. I'm having a hot flash right now.
You're so funny.
You look beautiful.
But you know, we just wanted to talk about a couple of little like spring and summer hacks, like that you can, like, for instance, we have a incredible oxygenating clay mask. It's called Tighten Your Assets. We believe in having some fun with what we name our products.
Assets are something you own. So basically,
it is
what you own.
Yeah, that's right.
100%. 100%. And so, just like we love to tell some people like just a few things. Like, one is if they ever encounter like poison ivy, or if they ever encounter like a bee sting. God willing, they won't. But if they do, you can use our mask to help extract all of that from the skin, and then continue to use, you know, our lotion and our soap. One thing that on the last podcast that we were on, one thing I wanted to mention, I don't think we mentioned it, was our eye cream. Our eye cream is exceptional. Yeah. It's actually super high, again, in phytoceramides. So it's going to do a lot of repairing, but it does three things. It helps repair and restore from fine lines and wrinkles, helps reduce any puffiness and dark circles. And so it's great too, because you can spot use it. So like, I'm super expressive and I have lines in my forehead. And so what I'll do is when I have whatever's left on my fingers, I'll put that on my forehead. You can spot treat anything because it's it's a super high octane for anti-aging as well. And so we're having a blast, honestly. Like we have so much fun, and Mom and I are still talking about how much fun we had on your podcast last time.
So true. So true. And yesterday my son came in and he said, day before, he said, Mom, I was working out in the sun all day. And he said, I got burned really bad. It was his first exposure. And he said, so I went home and did something that I've not done before. He said, I put Nourish on one arm and nothing on the other. And the Nourish arm looked absolutely tan. There was no irritation whatsoever. And the other arm was quite red. So that was kind of it was a new one. We know Nourish on your lips, Nourish on your cuticles, and like Slugger on your feet, especially getting ready for spring and barefoot and sandals. And if you will use the Motherlode kit, especially the Slugger on your feet, your cuticles.
Yeah.
That's an incredible hack.
But I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite, and what do you use sort of like out of the box, or like outside the box, not just out of the box, but outside the box? Like, oh, I do this. Like, I want to know what are your hacks?
I use the Uplift All In Here.
Yep. Yes. It's
spectacular.
Amazing.
Yep. Decollete.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's amazing. So,
yep. It's I definitely use the Uplift for that. I've also used the eye cream for these areas too.
Yes.
100%. That's what I'm saying.
I looking for that. So so I play with it a little bit.
That's awesome. We get so much feedback.
We're trying
from
to get Chris to use it.
Hey, come on, Chris. Come on, Chris. What's your favorite,
I'm working on it.
You're working on it.
I don't know if you guys know this about my husband, but my husband is stubborn to like the nth degree.
One thing about this, well,
what
I is using the cream.
He's using the cream on his hand.
I know it's not.
It only took 3 months.
Sometimes I use the cream in my face too.
He does. Yep.
It is good for your face too.
Excellent.
Yes. Beautiful. Yes.
I like it.
We're inching them in.
Yeah, so can I give you another little quick hack? Is that our guys love to shave with our bar soap. So I'm just saying, do you guys have bar soap? If not, it's not too late. I can tuck one in your.
No, I don't think we have. I'm not sure.
Man.
Oh, done.
Okay. Yeah. You caught me right in time. We'll make sure that our fulfillment team gets some out to you.
So promo code ARC10.
Mm-hmm. So you 10%. 10%.
There you go. You get 10% off your order. So that's wonderful.
And that's every time you order. It's not just a one-time deal. So that's one thing that we want your audience to understand. Wow. Yes. Every time you use it, you will. Mm-hmm. It's still active.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, wonderful. Well, ladies, we so appreciate you.
That's so good
on.
To be here.
Thank you for coming on. We'll bring you on. We're going to be bringing them on.
Thank you very much.
You know, it's always a pleasure having them on. You can go to shop.giveaderm.com. or arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. Either way, we'll get you to their site and you can use promo code ARC10. Thank you,
ladies. Awesome. We love you guys.
We'll see you soon.
God bless you. Bye. God bless you.
Okay. And that was, I'm telling you, it's food for your face. It is one of the most wonderful lines I have ever used, and it smells amazing. So that's important. Some skin care does not smell too great. This one smells amazing. So we thank them for coming on. They love the Lord. It's an amazing company that they have, and we are happy to be a blessing to them. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. Once again, thank you to Mayor Rudy Giuliani for coming on. It was an honor being a native New Yorker, born in one of the boroughs, born in the Bronx, New York, to have one of the most amazing mayors of New York City come on. You know, he did a lot of amazing things while he was mayor of New York City. He really cleaned it up, honestly, and we need somebody like him again right now in the middle of the quagmire of crazy that is going on in the city. I don't know how else to put it, but it is a quagmire of crazy that is happening in New York City right now. So New York, I believe the rumblings have happened before the earthquake is becoming very ripe to be turned over. New York is becoming so ripe to be red. It really is, to be flipped all the way up to the governorship in Albany. So just remember that. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And yeah, so that's where we're going to end for tonight. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Once again, you can go to givesendgo.com/Rudy if you would like to be a blessing to him. And we want to encourage you, always keep the faith, armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I encourage you to say it every single day. I say it every single day over me and Chris. The word is living and active. We have to activate it. We must activate this word. It is living, it is active, it is a sword. Also, Psalm 1, 23, 34, 35, and 91. Also, Ephesians chapters 1 and 3. I encourage you to not only read them, but in The Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin, there are scriptures from those chapters. I would encourage you to get a copy and quote it every day. If you need a copy, we can always help you get a copy of The Believer's Authority if you email us. Also, the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray this way. There is an order to that prayer that is so important, that puts the will of God above what we want. So we have to remember that also. Oh, praise the Lord. Okay, dogs are in here. Chris is in here. So everyone's here. And we just pray you have a wonderful rest of your evening. God bless you. I will see if we are going to come back on tomorrow. We will announce, so just watch for that. But we put out content every day. So every day we're putting out clips, we're putting out content, we're putting out clips of the animals that you can see across all platforms. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We love you. God bless. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK.